This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, June 28th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. McConnell warns on farm bill funding. USDA official slams Russia over Ukraine. McConnell, money tight for farm bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is warning that funding for a new farm bill is likely to be tight in the wake of last month's debt ceiling agreement. New spending is going to be hard to come by, McConnell told reporters yesterday at an event in Kentucky with Arkansas Senator John Bozeman, the top Republican on the Senate Agriculture Committee. We passed an agreement with the debt ceiling to put a cap on spending, and so a lot of additional spending in this farm bill seems to me is unlikely, said McConnell. Now keep in mind, the debt ceiling agreement includes limits on spending through annual appropriation bills, and U.S. House of Representatives now trying to cut the domestic spending measures for fiscal 24 even more. It's not clear whether that effort could spill over to the farm bill debate. Senator Bozeman suggested there are some significant challenges that need to be addressed in the next farm bill, and that includes increased cost of farm inputs. At the end of the day, he said, we want a product that makes it such that our farmers are successful. Bozeman has repeatedly said he won't support a farm bill that doesn't provide for an increase in the price loss coverage program's reference prices. USDA's Taylor, Russian wheat exports boom as country hinders Ukraine shipments. USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs Alexis Taylor yesterday slammed Moscow for threatening to cut off Ukraine's primary avenue for grain exports at the same time Russia is exporting record amounts of wheat. Taylor, speaking at the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives annual Washington conference, highlighted a recent FAS analysis that predicted Russian wheat exports would reach a record 45 million metric tons for the 22-23 market a year, a 36% increase from the previous year, and 3.5 million tons more than the record set in 2017-18. Russian inspectors who are a part of the United Nations Joint Coordination Center in Istanbul continue to hinder the pace of Ukrainian grain exports through Odessa as Moscow threatens to end the Black Sea Grain Initiative on July 18th. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Lawmakers call for PFAS funding in the Farm Bill. A bipartisan group of 16 senators and House members sent a letter to the leaders of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees yesterday asking that funding to address PFAS contamination be included in the upcoming farm bill. The lawmakers asked for two measures to be considered for inclusion of the farm bill, that the Healthy H2O Act, which provides funding for testing, treatment, and remediation of PFAS in water supplies, and the Relief for Farmers Hit with PFAS Act, which provides financial assistance to farmers affected by PFAS contamination. The letter's signers include Senators Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, Susan Collins of Maine, Angus King of Maine, Janine Shaheen of New Hampshire, Ben Ray Luan of New Mexico, Tina Smith of Minnesota, Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, and Kirsten Gillibrand of New York. Also, Representative Shelley Pingree of Maine, Gwen Moore of Wisconsin, Michael Lawler of New York, Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan, Mark Poken of Wisconsin, Jared Golden of Maine, Betty McCollum of Minnesota, and Melanie Stansbury of New Mexico. Brazil's main corn harvest on the move. Brazil's primary corn harvest in the center-south of the country reaching 9.3% complete as of Thursday, up 4.7% from the previous week, that according to consulting firm AgRal. Most of the harvesting is being done in the states of Mato Grosso, but work is being hampered by rains. The harvest about 20% complete at this time last year. Harvesting may be slower than normal, but AgRal still expects a bumper crop. The company has raised its forecast this year for all three corn harvests to a record 127.4 million tons. Animal feed industry generates $267.1 billion in sales. U.S. animal food industry will generate $267 billion in sales this year, employ 760,000 full and part-time and contract employees, and pay $18.5 billion in taxes. That according to a new study released by the American Feed Industry Association. The top five states for feed and pet food sales this year will be California, Missouri, Texas, Iowa, and Kansas. Missouri has the largest number of animal food manufacturing employees with over 54,000, followed by California, Texas, Iowa, and Pennsylvania. The states with the most feed mills, Texas with 647, Iowa 376, Minnesota 347, Wisconsin 263, Pennsylvania home to 258. We've always said that animal food manufacturing is at the top of the intersection of plant and animal agriculture, uniting crop farmers and animal producers. But now we see that intersection is actually the main artery in town, driving economic value throughout rural and urban communities, according to AFI President and CEO Constance Coleman. Well, here's today's He Said It. So I think you know our goal and our mantra at USTR. There is no commodity too small to spend time advocating on its behalf. That Chief U.S. Agriculture Trade Negotiator Doug McCaleb, speaking about India's recent agreement to end retaliatory tariffs on chickpeas, lentils, almonds, walnuts, and apples. He added, "There is no international marketplace out there that is too small not to spend time trying to open up that market. I think farmers in America prove time and time again, if you get that window open for market access, they will drive through it with the superior product and high quality and reliability." Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, June 28th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.